Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yeah, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am thrilled about today's show. I am beyond thrilled about today's show. Mike Murphy is joining me here today. We are introducing all of you. You're going to have to fasten your seatbelt. It's right around the corner, coming your way, April 1st, a brand new, busting out of the gate, Mike Murphy Unfiltered. We're starting it off today by talking about what does it mean to live an unfiltered life. But before I get to that, hi, Benny.
Hi, Pat.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well, enjoying this beautiful sunshine we have here.
Yeah. Doesn't this whole idea of unfiltered kind of remind you of the jackhammer?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit of the jackhammer, yeah. A little bit of the crust busting, a little bit of that. And part of this is when I think about Mike and I think about what he's created, not just from Mike Murphy Unfiltered. Today, you're going to hear about his life, his story, where he was, where he's gone, where he's going. But also, when I think about him, I think about somebody that has looked at life straight in the face and made a conscious decision to say, I'm going to live a life that is representative of who I am, that represents unapologetically the truth of my life, who I am, and how to help other people stand in that power and potentiality. Whether you're listening to the show and you're thinking, I know Mike, didn't he write the book, The Creation Frequency? He did. Didn't he create the online course, The Creation Frequency? A fabulous way for you to manifest the life you want. But underneath all of this, there's this thing called unfiltered living. Today, you're going to hear what it's like to come from a background. He and I share this a little bit about our youth. Come from a rebellious youth. Go through life, have angels, mentors that have come along. And then to create a life that's not just about abundance and prosperity, but know how to deal with grief. Know how to then take your life and lift yourself up. Know how to then give back into the world, know how to then help others do all of those things. So when I think about today's show and we're talking about what does it mean? Absolutely. What does this show mean? When we're talking about Mike Murphy Unfiltered, living an unfiltered life, we're talking about unfiltered help, unfiltered wealth, unfiltered love, unfiltered, you name it. We're talking about living a life that so taps in to the frequency of unlimited possibilities. And what Mike has been able to do through the Creation Frequency and the Creation Frequency course, I can't even believe what he's offering this course for. What he's done, he says, I'm going to share with you my life, and then I'm going to share with you the tools and what I learned so that you too can do it. Mike, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. Good to be here.
So let's talk about our childhood for a minute, if we could. Let's just take a look at it a little bit. Let's just go back a few years, not a lot. More years for me than for you. Okay. Look, if I didn't have the kind of childhood I had, I don't think that I'd be the person I'm going to be. How about you? How has your childhood helped create the Mike Murphy and the Mike Murphy Unfiltered?
Well, for one thing, it got me street smart in a real fast hurry. But so I grew up in I really had two beautiful parents. My father was just a product of an alcoholic upbringing himself. Both his parents alcoholics. His father died of cirrhosis liver when he was 11. His mother almost burnt herself fallen asleep drunk with a lit cigarette and died from the smoke inhalation a week later. So, and he was just a young man, and he was actually put in a ward of the state of California because his parents couldn't raise him. So he had this big emptiness hole in his heart because I don't think he ever got parental love. And so he became an alcoholic himself. I had a beautiful mother. He's a beautiful man. He just, the alcohol got a hold of him. And so at age 14, living in this bit of a dysfunctional environment, one day I just realized, man, something's wrong here and I got to go. And so I, at the age of 14, freshman in high school, I got on a bus in downtown Cincinnati, and I got off 100 miles south in Lexington, Kentucky, with $4 in my pocket and started hitchhiking. And so that began a career of juvenile delinquency, running away, getting kicked out of schools, and a lot of partying, drinking, drugs, so on and so forth.
Yeah. So uncanny right now. Uncanny, unfiltered and uncanny. My mother, back in the day, Mike, you know this. Back in the day, you come from an Italian family. I'm not saying you're Italian, you're not Italian. But back in the day with my Italian family, when women were a little feisty, you had to tone them down, boy. And the way you tone those women down is you go see Dr. Jacoby and you get some barbiturates. Mm. And then you take those barbiturates and you kind of combine them with some alcohol. And what we have, you and I, is a perfect storm of parents who very uncanny. My mother attempted suicide when I was 6 and ultimately lit herself on fire from a cigarette. Now, here we are. You are the master of unfiltered living. I am the queen of crust busting. And there's nobody writing in our yearbooks, these two should be talking to anybody, right?
Yeah. Well, I was kicked out of 4 high schools, so I had a lot of yearbooks.
I know. Yeah. Sacrilegious. I was kicked out of Catholic boarding school. How does that even happen? My God. Thank God I'm not Irish, right? But let's talk about this. Great stepmom. An angel to me, straightened my butt out. Oh my God, I still have straighten out marks on my butt from my stepmom. A mentor, a beautiful woman. My dad married her 30 years younger than him. Amazing. A miracle worker. Who are the angels, Mike, that you could think about, whether they're flying around or they got 2 legs? Did you have people like that in your life?
Well, of course, I think anybody that rises to any level of success gets there with a lot of help. And, you know, that's how we're wired as humans. We need that community. We need that mentorship. Who else is going to teach us, right? So my number one angel, of course, was my mother. And she created a fantastic foundation. So when everything fell apart, I always had that foundation to fall back onto. And secondly was I was blessed. I ended up at 23 divorced, or excuse me, yeah, 23, I'd left my wife, and my 2-month-old daughter just walked out on me because I was such a loser. Couldn't stand the thought of the humiliation of everybody else knowing I was such a loser. So I just ran away, which was my pattern. And then 2 years later, we're divorced, and the daughter's now 2 years old. And I'm in a 12-step program, and a friend says, you know, your life is a total mess, but I might know somebody that can help you. And he introduced me to a man named Doug Fitzgerald that I reference in my book, The Mystery Man, because when I wrote the book, I couldn't remember his name. And he taught me a process of law of attraction that has never been really taught before. It's very unique because we use the power of a written intention as if that scenario already exists, because he taught me there's no difference between imagination or reality. So we would write the perfect life story, and he taught me to break my life up into 6 areas to create balance. And so we wrote these powerful intentions, and then he said, what we're going to do now is you're going to record them. I'm going to give you a relaxation script, and you're going to record them while I play background music, theta, brainwave music, which will get you in a self-hypnotic trance. And then you're going to record your intentions, and then you're going to listen every morning and every night. And so all of those intentions, powerful intentions, things that, you know, in my wildest dreams weren't going to come true, but I was paying this guy to teach me this, so I might as well go for it. And I listened to these intentions every morning, every night. Of course, I missed a few days here and there, but for the most part, I was committed. And miraculously, the right people started to show up, the right opportunities, the right information, the right thoughts, the right knowledge. And all of a sudden, my life went 180 degrees in a different direction. So I know this stuff works. And reality is we're doing it since birth, but we don't do it consciously. So that's what my work is about, to get people to really understand what they're doing and then get them to do it consciously and to create these intentions and move from the insanity of the mind and all these crazy thoughts we get and move into their heart, where their essence, their soul, their truth is, and create your desires from here. What's going to serve you, make you the best version of yourself?
I love this, because one of the things I know, I've been working with you now for a couple of months here, and one of the things I know, I've gotten completely immersed in what you've created. And there are some things I know and some things I don't. But the more I learn, the more I want to learn from you. And there's a reason that I want to learn from you. And it really does go back to what I said originally. Nobody wrote in any of my books, "Oh, dude, we want to be like you." They do now a little bit, though, right? They do now. But the world right now cannot tolerate one more filtered program, filtered Messiah, filtered message. Folks want to know, give me the real deal. Give me the unfettered, unflinching, and unafraid version, Mike Murphy, of what it means to change my life. Give me that blueprint so that I can get from where I am to where I want to go. Isn't that what you created in the creation frequency? Wasn't that sort of a culmination of everything we've just talked about and some things we haven't talked about yet?
Yes, of course. And so the real secret to this, I believe, is to move from the head and into the heart. And so, you know, there's the old saying, I think, so therefore I am. I say BS. I feel, so therefore I am. And so, you know, I find it interesting when I was, you know, I was born in 57. So, you know, We were taught not to, especially males, don't have feelings, don't show your feelings. Children are to be seen and not heard. Very confusing, right? If you're born as perfect baby with this enormous soul and these gifts, and you came here for a purpose, and now you're told, you know, you don't even really exist, you don't matter, right? So that creates a whole schism in our heart and our soul. And so therefore now we have to get rid of that. And so I think we have to question our story, you know, and drop our story. And realize that we really don't know anything. We're just believing some BS that people taught us. We got to erase all that programming, that prior programming, which starts from birth, and then get into our heart and say, okay, what's my real purpose? What drives me? What makes me stay up late at night? What makes me want to jump out of morning in the bed and go do something? Okay, that's my purpose. That's what excites me, drives me, and that's what I want to do. Now, how do we make money doing that so we can feed our kids and blah, 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 right? So that's the trick. And in different stages in life, you're manifesting different things, okay? So when I was raising my children, my four children, you know, that was what I was manifesting. I was trying to raise these children, become really good adults. And so that was my intention. That was my power. Now at this stage, those kids are raised. So now I'm saying, okay, what can I do for this world? Because frankly, I see this world going in a terrible direction in so many different ways. And number one is the toxicity. The toxicity, what we're doing to Mother Earth, what we're doing to our bodies, what we're doing to our minds, what we're doing to everything. You know, the water is no good. The food's no good. They spray stuff out of airplanes all day long. And trees are dying. Bees are dying. Insects are dying. And frankly, we are dying just slowly. Okay. And then they get us ill with all this toxicity. And then they put us into a very, very sick medical system, which pretty much finishes the job. So I just want to share one thing. I was blessed beyond my wildest dreams to fall in love with just an amazing person back in 2001. And 9 months into this relationship, and we had a real struggle to create this relationship, but I won't go into that now, but it was very difficult for us to, but we were meant to be together. And 9 months into this, I find a large tumor in her breast and stage 3 breast cancer. So for the last 9 years of her life, and she's diagnosed at 29 and passed away at 38, you know, we were fighting this breast cancer. And finally it was, you know, she became terminal. And I remember it was like right before Memorial Day, 2011, you know, we have a new doctor because we'd moved to be closer to better care. And he walks and he says, listen, if I can't get chemotherapy, a certain type of chemotherapy today, you won't be alive tomorrow. And here we are. And for the first time in all these months and months of living in hospitals, it's just the four people in that room that should be her sister, her mother, her parents, and me. And her amazing mother asked one of the most courageous questions I've ever seen anybody ask to a woman who's laying on her deathbed. And she said, "Margo, what is it that you want from us for the rest of our lives?" And of course, tears started streaming down immediately at my face. And she just went off around the room for like an hour and just told us each what she wanted. And she's no hair, face full, swollen, tubes everywhere, and sat up like she's running a board meeting for AT&T. And went around the room and told each of us. And when it got to my turn, she just basically, you know, told a lot of stuff. But the takeaway was continue to be a good man. So that was my mandate since then. And then we lost her, you know, within about 30 days of that event. And so, of course, my grief was overwhelming. And it was the worst feeling in my life. And I really couldn't even get out of bed. I couldn't function. And it was in that humbleness, in that despair, in that grief that my creator was able to come in. That was the beginning of a real transformation, because I was blessed to witness this amazing, young, courageous woman literally transcend suffering and eventually transcend death right before my very eyes. For 6 months, I watched the terminal person do this with so much agony, so much pain, never once said, "Why me?" Never once complained, and said, "I'm going to live my life like I'm going to live, but I'm going to prepare for my death." And I was blessed to witness. And every day it gets that experience gets stronger and stronger and grows in me and keeps me. That's my why I do what I do, is because I want to try to eliminate as much suffering as I can in the world.
You know, what a blessing to have. First of all, Mike, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so very much for sharing that, because, you know, many people see you out in the world. Me too. They see us out in the world. They look at our outer layer and they say, look at these people and what they're doing and what they're creating. But what you just talked about not only addresses what you said before about how we have to change our hearts, how we have to change from within, but the unlimited potentiality we have to do that, to be a good man, to continue to be a good man. And then what that means is for you, how you then look at that to be a good man, to help create a world, a better world for all of us in so many ways. Every day, it's for me, when I hear you, every day it's fulfilling that mission. How are you doing that today? What is it that gets Mike Murphy riled up, ready to go, unfiltered, and busting out to live that today?
Well, shortly after my wife passed, another 38-year-old woman, my wife was 38 when she passed, another 38-year-old woman by the name of Amanda, reached out to me through a friend of mine. She was moving from Montana to the Bay Area because she had stage 4 breast cancer, and she wanted better care than what she was getting up there. And so I just said, okay, well, I'll help you. It was very difficult because I was going to the same doctors, the same hospitals I just spent, you know, so many years doing, and it brought back a lot of emotions. But in that process, I noticed a couple things. One, she wasn't married. She didn't have financial resources. She was a minority. And I was blown away how they treated her so poorly compared to the way they treated us. And it just really bugged me. And it went on and on and on. And I would just bite my lip, you know, because who was I in this situation? I was just a friend. I wasn't a relative or anything. So I didn't feel like I had a place to say anything. But the final straw was when we finally went back to my wife's former oncologist, who treated her at the end of her life. And he said, "Amanda, the best protocol to extend your life are these 3 chemotherapies simultaneously. Unfortunately, your insurance can only pay for one. So that's all I can give." And I got to tell you, I was just blown away. I mean, here we're talking about a person's life right now. And I just said, instinctively, "Hey, here's my credit card. Give it whatever you need." And unbeknownst to me, that was the beginning of what is now the Love for Margo Foundation. And so, you know, shortly thereafter, we created a nonprofit foundation, 501c3, called Love for Margo Foundation. And I started working with women below the poverty line while they were battling cancer. And let me tell you, boy, if you think you have a problem, trust me, you don't have nearly the problem that these women have. One, they don't know what's going on. No one ever communicates to them. They have very little support, emotional support from friends or family. Most husband and men don't want to deal with this. They don't want to burden their children. So they're fighting it on. A lot of the women, because this was in Oakland, a lot of these women, you know, are grandmothers that are raising their kids' kids because the kids are on drugs and what have you. So, I mean, it's such a sad situation. I can tell you stories you wouldn't even believe me. And so that's what I started doing there. Now we've evolved into working with youth and trying to teach them skills to go out and get jobs. So for me, you know, that was the beginning. And then I started writing books and doing this, and now this radio show. So for me, I'm trying to wake people up to who they really are, you know, and take their power back. You know, there's too many victims walking around. And there's some great musician, I forget who, said, hey, we're either all victims or none of us are victims. So take your pick. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, it's up to us to make this world a better place. And, you know, I forget who said it, but said evil exists because good men do nothing. And I think we got to wake up and we got to start paying attention, ladies and gentlemen, because it's only getting worse. And it's speeding up like you can't believe if you study the things that I study. And you know, I had these firsthand experience with these illnesses. And let me tell you that, you know, the way they treat cancer is freaking insane. They treat it with more stuff that causes more cancer. It's nuts. It's crazy. And it's all for money and profit. And I don't begrudge the doctors, because I think they get trapped into this system just like anybody else, right? It's the powers to be. It's the big corporation. It's big pharma. AMA, it is the government as well. So we got to get rid of this corruption, and we got to get clear of who we really are and how powerful we really are. You know, I find it interesting that the moment we're born, you know, depending on what religion you're born into, you're told you're born a sinner. I'm always, what was I doing in 9 months? You know, and, you know, because I believe we're born perfect with a part of the Creator inside of us, and we are here to co-create a beautiful world. And if we don't all start working together, and these people are brilliant. It's all divide and conquer. Have you noticed? Gay, yeah. Christian, Muslim, black, white, Hispanic, black, blah, 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 blah. No, we're one. We are one human family called humanity. And if we don't get it together, I don't think there'll be much humanity left, let's say, to reincarnate to, or for our children or for our grandchildren. So that's what drives me the most. And it's so difficult work to get people to open their mind.
Yeah. I mean, what you talked about is, you know, brilliant in so many ways. But the thing you said is we're all human beings. We're all human beings, and we've been put here as a blessing, right? And, you know, all you need to do is just look at a little baby and look into their eyes. And it's pure perfection, you know, when you do that. In other words, that's unfiltered love. That's looking in the eyes of that baby and sharing the story you shared. And what we're talking about is we're talking about a place where you're so at peace because your heart is now open, that transcends all of the divisiveness, all of the hate, all of the, you know, what I call collusion, in a sense of not providing people with the kind of cure / medicine / any possible alternative to heal. It just doesn't make good humanity sense. But yet here we are. So isn't part of looking at Mike Murphy Unfiltered and the creation frequency to help people cultivate and bring forth that which is in them, which maybe we've forgotten? But isn't that what it does? Isn't that part of what you've created to not only remind us of our potentiality, but then when we find it, to share it with others and do good things in the world?
Yes, well, absolutely. But we got to take care of ourselves first.
And got to.
So many people struggling with the bad decisions they make, okay? Like spending more money than they make. Well, why do they do that? Well, that's what the government does every day. And then they feel ripped off because the government's taken over half of our money in taxes, which wouldn't be a bad thing, frankly, if they weren't just throwing it in the garbage bin, right? And creating all this new debt. So I think that we really got to get crystal clear on who we are and what we want and take a little time. And then we really have to make better decisions for our personal health. We got to take care of ourselves first, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. When we become whole and congruent, then miracles start to happen in our lives. And now we can serve others. We can help others, one through our, through by example, which is the most powerful way to teach, and also by what we do, what we say. And there's 7.3 billion people, they say. And if half of us would just lift up one person less fortunate than ourselves, this whole thing just, all the evil suffering collapses, and we are one humanity here to do the right thing. But we got to get rid of these stories that aren't true, all these beliefs. Think of all these people that are just taught to hate from birth, you know, and it's always around religion, for crying out loud. And now you have these wars. What the heck is going on here? I know people from almost every religion, almost every country, and they're all good people. So who's creating this mess?
That is, and you know, one of the things that we're going to address here in the show, for those of you that are tuning in, is we are going to do exactly what Mike just said right now. We are going to help two folks right now listening to this show. We'd like to give away two things in the show, Benny. First, we're going to give away a copy of Mike's fabulous book, The Creation Frequency. And then we've got a very special gift for somebody out there who would like to help themselves rise up in their lives, you know, to take your life to the place you really want it to go. Because as I said before, you're looking at two people here today on the show, very similar backgrounds. I know what it's like to beg for money at the Port Authority, right? Both of us know what it's like to get to 19 and end up in jail. So we know that too. But how is it we turn that around? And why is it our passion is fueled with the love for humanity in ways we can't even imagine? Let's everybody take a short break. When we come back, we've got something special. But in the meantime, Mr. Benny, I would love to give a copy of The Creation Frequency away. 1-800-930-2819. And by the way, for those of you on Facebook, comments, questions, what are you hearing that will inspire you to activate that which is inside you to help empower, create, transform, and inspire? Thanks to Mike Murphy, The Creation Frequency, Love for Margot Foundation, and much more. And I'm going to give you all those websites out. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place? That is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Yep, you're right. You tuned in. And I am thrilled here to be talking with my friend and my colleague, Mike Murphy. For those of you, let me just tell you a couple ways to find out a lot more about Mike. The thing that we were talking about in the book that we gave away is called The Creation Frequency. So go on over to The Creation Frequency, and you're going to be able to find out more about that. The other thing is Mike has developed a way to transfer the knowledge that he just talked about, you know, what he learned from his mentor, from his life, to all of you. And he's put that together in an online course. If you go to thecreationfrequency.com, you're going to see that the online course is available. Also, if you go to mikemurphyunfiltered.com, you're going to see. But right now, Mike is the guy that when he says he really wants to help people, he really does mean it. And so today, what we'd like to do is give away an online course. Now, what I want to say about this, for those of you listening, you really have to want to create the life of your dreams. And I say that because whoever gets this course, or those of you out there that get it on your own, your life is going to change. And it's going to change in the ways that he and I are talking about. It's going to change because the dream that you have for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for whatever that is, you're going to learn some tools, not just from the online course, but from the app that's going to help and guide you along the way. Because it isn't about, like Mike talking about, yeah, this is the stuff you do. He's actually built a way for those tools to be given to you. So what I'd like to do is, thanks to Mike and the folks that work at The Creation Frequency and have put this together, we'd love to give away a full online course for somebody right now. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, we're going to need people's emails and phone number, because Brandon's going to work with them to make sure they get the full meal deal. Thecreationfrequency.com, that's the way to roll. And what we're talking about is manifestation right now. Mike, look, I know what it's like to learn how to sell. And I learned how to sell when I didn't know it was selling, from begging people for money at the Port Authority in New York. You learned how to sell probably kind of in a similar way, because we had to figure out how to not just survive, but to thrive. You are a successful person. You have taken what you just shared of your life, and you turned that into a successful person, business person, husband, entrepreneur, coach, trainer, speaker, and you use the creation frequency. How did you get from I'm on the streets like a little crazy person, like you and I were pretty much, I bet we were pretty crazy. How did you get from there to building successful businesses?
Yeah, I have to say it all started with them meeting with the mystery man. And so here were my intentions. So I was divorced from a woman for 2 years. I have a 2-year-old daughter. She hates my guts, deservedly so, because I abandoned her. I'm 24, 25 years old. And so he says, what do you want most in your life? I go, I want to reconcile with my family. I want to right this wrong. And so he has me write an intention that we're happily married. It goes something like this. Lisa and I are so happily married in this marriage. Our daughter, Michelle, thrives in this marriage. Our life is so blessed. Our family is so blessed to be with us, so on and so forth. Right? That was the first one. The second one, I wanted to own my own business. So I write an intention. I'm 40 grand negative net worth. I have no bad credit. Okay. I have zero education. I have no future, right? I write this I love that I own my own restaurant. I love how my employees just love working there. I love how our customers love the way we treat them. So I write these intentions. Then I write one about making $10,000 a month, one about running a marathon, one about contribution, and one about some personal development skill, which I don't recall at the moment. So imagine, you know, my surprise when with less than 6 months, I own my own restaurant. Okay. And it was just unbelievable. It just couldn't happen. Okay. But it came through because every morning, every night I listened to this. So a couple of things that he taught me. So when I teach people to write intentions, one, I want to get crystal clear on what they want, desire, and attach a much love and joy to that because emotion is what drives everything. Right. And so the higher his frequency of emotion is love. That's the highest frequency here in this realm. Right. So the more love we can attach to these things, the better off it is. Then imagine my surprise. So now I own my own business, okay? And I'm starting a career and I'm getting out of debt. I'm repairing my credit and all these things and I'm running every day. And then 2 years into this, after listening, okay, while my ex-wife is dating other guys and all this, and she calls me up one day and says, hey, will you escort me to a Christmas party? That was 2 years after this, making these recordings, maybe two and a half. Boom, 6 months later, we're remarried. We have three more beautiful children. So this works, okay? This I can promise you, I guarantee your life can only get better if you just follow the simple instructions. Now, do you have to do something? Yes, you have to do a little bit of work. But the way we've designed the course is brilliant because it takes about 6-7 hours to take the entire course. But there's exercises where you're printing into our platform, right? And at the end of taking all this course, you just hit print and out comes your blueprint for your life, just ready to go. So, and you know, and keep in mind, this was 1982. I paid the mystery man $350. In today's dollars, that's like $1,200. On top of that, I'm only giving you 20% of what he taught me. I'm adding 80% from books I've read, from like Tony Robbins to Think and Grow Rich, and all this stuff that I've experienced, and all these miraculous things I've been able to do because I understand how this works. You're getting all of this, and it's typically $397. But I'll tell you what, Pat, I will give your listeners a $200 discount. All they have to do is use the promo code RADIO, all capital letters, RADIO, and go there. I want people to get this, right? And then we use that money to get this message out to more people. Whatever's left over, we use it to fund our nonprofit foundation. So,
yeah. Oh, my God.
This is my passion.
Brandon, you better type that in Facebook. And by the way, we'll make sure all of you have it. And by the for those of you that are listening to this, maybe like tomorrow or the next day, I don't even know when y'all listen, we'll make sure that that is honored for you. But I want to give you a personal testimonial. I don't do this that often, but I got to just share. I don't think I've shared this with you, Mike. So I started to work with Mike a bunch of months ago, and we are helping Mike create a fabulous radio show. Let me tell you guys about it right now. Mike Murphy Unfiltered, you know, podcast radio is on Transformation Talk Radio and is on CRN, which is on 200 cable radio stations across the world, Thursdays at noon for 2 hours. And by the way, I just want to give everybody a teaser. In an upcoming show, Mike Murphy is going to unfilter and pull the veil back on Lyme disease. That's coming in April. Because the show is about truth. But here's what I want to say. So this happened by osmosis. And thank you for gifting me the course. So I'm starting to work with Mike and I'm starting to work with Brandon. And you're going to see a new website coming up for the sites here in a little bit. So I'm starting to work it and I have the phone app. And I'm creating an intention. So we were stuck with some technology people to build our network. Highly unlikely in a logical, just saying, Mike, logical way that we would find the exact right programmers we need to finish our dream. Here's what happens. I am sitting there and I'm saying, I manifest already a system that we could create a better world to pay it forward. 10 channels, radio broadcast, 100 networks, the right people show up for the right price point, the time schedule to get it done. Everything that we desire is manifested here and now. Guess who shows up?
Right,
a programmer. This is ridiculous, right? Mary Verplank, who worked with me 15 years ago on the earth. Mary, Dinesh shows up. Everything starts to line up. in a way that if you and I weren't talking about these tools, people would call them miracles. But that's not it. Here is the best part. And you're going to be thinking, okay, really? This is the best part? I love playing table tennis, Mike. I'm sorry. It's my happy place. I know you like to golf, right? I can't hit a ball that doesn't move. I play table tennis. So my body in 2008-09, I was looking at a wheelchair. I think I'm going to cry. All the doctors told me that I probably wouldn't walk. And I thought, how can that be? How could I come this far? You know, how could I want to create a better world and a radio show? And I remember thinking about what you teach, right? The creation frequency. I remember having a moment where I refused to believe it. So slowly I've been getting my body back in shape. About 6 months ago when you and I met, I think it was about that long ago, I had gotten some pretty not great news. And I went and got a second opinion. And my second opinion doctor says, forget about it. And I said, I've got to pray that I could at least play this game. And so I was using the creation frequency at the time, and I have the app and everything, right? And I know I'm not going to say it the way I said it then. But I prayed for the right person to show up to help me do something that I love to do. And I don't have a lot of free time. I do one thing for me, and that's hit this little white ball. About a month ago, I was listening to one of your old shows, and I was reading the book again. And all of a sudden, my phone rings from a guy, Mr. Ying Li, who just opened a club up in Everett. And he found out that I was looking for a coach. I now work with a guy that is a top player, and he understands that I can't move the way I used to. But the thing that I'm sharing, and the reason I'm sharing about that, is every intention I put on my list from starting the creation frequency 6 months ago, every single one of them has manifested, including the reversal of my blood work. How do you explain that, Mike?
So let me tell you, the most powerful thing that we have going on is our subconscious mind. So right now, your subconscious mind, my subconscious mind, anybody listening to the show, everybody in the world, your subconscious mind is taking in a minimum of 1 million bits of information every second. It is a supercomputer. And then it goes through these million bits of data every second, and it delivers to our conscious mind 40 bits of data. How does it choose the 40 out of the million? It chooses it by what it thinks we desire based on our self-talk, what we say to others, our thoughts, our emotions, our actions. Okay, it doesn't judge. Okay, so if I want to be a serial killer and that's my intention, it's going to get out of every million bits of information, it's going to deliver 40 bits of information how I can become a better serial killer. Okay, so this is the magic of this, because once you start asking good questions, or you identify what you truly desire, so now that million bits of information that's delivering to my conscious mind will bring me closer to my desire, my intention. And now here's the other magical part. All of our subconscious minds are connected to one another and also to the creator of all. So when I'm listening to these intentions, I'm reprogramming my subconscious mind. I'm telling exactly what it wants and what I don't want, because I'm only telling what I want, okay? But at the same time, that, you know, right now they can measure that my heart, the frequency of my heart expands out to 20 feet, and then they can't measure anymore because they don't have the right equipment. Perhaps it goes infinite, who knows? But when I'm listening to these recordings, these intentions, that sound, that's why you use a sound. That's the power of the sound. That vibration, that frequency, that energy, which Tesla says is everything in the universe, the only thing in the universe, all goes out there. And so the right people show up, the right thoughts show up, the right funding shows up, the right opportunities. And this works. This is, you know, if they take the course, you'll see we prove this scientifically. We have so many wonderful things. And so if you take the course, you'll become so certain that this works, and certainty is power. Okay. It's not, now it's not a, you know, maybe it will work. It's not a belief, it's a knowing, and we show you how it works. And now you have the power to go out and make this unbelievable life for not only you, but your family. And then by doing so, you make a better world for all of us.
And the reason I waited to share this is, and I don't think I even told you I was going to do this. I didn't even tell Brandon. I didn't want to tell anybody. Is because before I say something like I just said to our listeners who've been with me 15 years, some of them, I have to make sure that when I bring somebody on and they say this, this, and this, I need to make sure it works. So here's what I want to say. Moving forward, one of the things that I want to ask you about is, this is a powerful, powerful tool. And by the way, we're working with Mike. So you all out there, please stay tuned. You're going to be seeing a new Mike Murphy Unfiltered site, a new Creation Frequency site, a new version of Creation Frequency Unfiltered. Lots coming because he's not done and neither am I. But the question really is, for those of you out there, are you ready? Are you ready to receive the unlimited possibilities and potentiality of that creation frequency, that highest form of energy to heal, to develop wealth, to really look at helping your neighbor, to create a better environment in the world, you name it. Here's the question, Mike, and I want to ask you. When I think about the Creation Frequency Unfiltered, I love this for two reasons. One is we're getting rid of fear. We're getting rid of doubt. We're getting rid of being anxious about it. We're getting rid of arguing for our limitations. And I had a mentor that said this to me, and I want to ask you about it, long time ago. Said, Pat, you know, you're wonderful. He used to say, you're a wonderful girl. Love that. You're a wonderful girl. Love you, Pat. You're great. You're great. But you got a little problem. And I look at him, and this is my mentor, one of my mentors. And I said, well, what? Tell me. I want to fix it. He said, I don't know that you can fix it. And I said, okay, now you got to tell me. He said, you're playing not to lose. You're playing not to lose. You must play the game of life to win. And he said, don't be trapped by making what that means the same as it is for the Tony Robbins. Find your own. Help us understand how we step away from arguing for our limitations. And how do we stop playing not to lose and play the game of life to win?
So in my opinion, that when you live in the head is where fear exists. You know, Tony Robbins says, in the head, you're dead, right? And because this is just a story, okay? And until we question it, I love the work of Byron Katie because she teaches you to question everything. Okay. And then what doesn't serve you, what doesn't make you feel good, she teaches you how to get rid of it and turn it around so you feel good. Because that's what human beings want. We want to feel good. We want to feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We want to feel good financially. We want to feel good in our relationships. And then we do all these things to sabotage it because of the programming that's taking place. Listen, turn on a TV, okay, and watch an hour show. You get 48 minutes of fear. And every quarter of an hour, they break for a few minutes to sell you shit, to get you out of that state of fear that they just put you in. So here's this terrible show I'm watching, or terrible news, which is so depressing. And then here's a break. Oh, there's a Whopper at Burger King. I'm going there because I don't want to feel like I'm feeling right now. So we want to feel good. And the biggest feeling, the most powerful feeling, is because we are creators. We are here to evolve and to grow. If you're not growing, you're dying. You know, in the Bible, Jesus says, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. What does he mean? Hey, either be for good or evil, okay? But don't be doing nothing with your head in the sand and while life is going on. Don't waste this opportunity. So either get into evil or get into good, but do something is what I am translate that as. And I think what's happening in the world today, because we live in a duality, right? So you can't have good without evil. So it's always existed, always will exist. Here's the problem now. If you look at the yin-yang symbol, it's half white, it's half black, right? The problem is the evil is overtaking that entire circle. And if the good people don't stand up and stop that, it's going to eventually blanket that whole thing and just be evil. We need to get back to balance. And what that takes is owning our power and loving ourselves and being true to ourselves and then finding a way to contribute what we have to others and make the world a better place.
Mike, you know, so much we could talk about. And by the way, you're going to be talking about it on, you know, your upcoming radio show. Look, you're serious when you say, look, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to not only be a better man, but to help man be better. Oh, that was very good, wasn't it? I like that. That's a great tag. And so one of the things I think about with that, the radio show is a piece of it. Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio podcast is being distributed all over the world right now. You know, as a matter of fact, you can see out there in the world where it is. And it's a new show. I love that it's new. But you are showing up to that show with your guest, unapologetic, unafraid, unfettered, unflinching, and unfiltered. What's your vision for the show, Mike? Where are you going? And what can we expect here for these upcoming shows?
Well, that's an interesting question because
I know I love it
because it's a dangerous world out there right now with all this social media, right? Because I've gone really, really deep down that rabbit hole and I've swallowed that red pill lock, stock and barrel. And so it's just for me, my thing is always, you know, how much can I share with the audience before losing the audience, right? So I want to do it in baby steps. I want to keep opening people's eyes to what's really going on there and what's really happening and pull their head out of the sand and say, okay, listen, you know, I know this is ugly. I know this is scary. Okay. But if we don't look at it, if we don't shine light on it, it's going to continue to grow. And so we have to look at the evil in the world and shine light on it. And I know everybody wants to be in a positive space and positive thinking but we got to live in reality too, right? And you know, we just look at vaccinations, for example. You know, I read an article the other day, a mother of three children, triplets, okay, went in, got them vaccinated, and the next day they're all autistic, okay? And they want to tell us there's no connection, right? Young girls in, you know, third grade, fourth grade, get a not even needed HPV vaccination, and the next day the whole classroom can't walk. So these are the things, but people don't want to talk about it. And then we're getting censored. So I ask you, why are we getting censored? Okay. If there's no truth here, okay. You know, you got all kinds of evil in movies and TV and on YouTube. Okay. I mean, brutal stuff, right? But we're getting censored to talk about these matters. Why? Because we're affecting the profits of big pharma and we're affecting the profits of big corporations. And they're the ones that give all the money to the elected officials so they can stay in power. And it's not working, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And I am so glad, Mike, that I know I've bombarded you over the weekend with all this information about Lyme disease, but I was fired up about that based on what happened to Linda's brother back in New Jersey here recently. See, I stepped away from the advocacy of it, and I'm going to get back into it. We're relaunching Lyme Talk Radio because what I realized is the lies that doctors and nurses in hospital are telling patients lying in a bed, septic, the stories that are being told to people. Thank God Linda and I were in the hospital room because we're like, you got to be kidding me. Babesia, that's not rare. New Jersey is a king state for it. But if we're not going to come out and speak out and share what we know, we're all going to slowly, if not quickly, be doomed. So I want to thank you for all of that. I want to thank you for your generosity. I have one last question. And by the way, for all of you that didn't hear about the creation frequency, we're actually going to be rebroadcasting this, adding that information and making sure you get it. And by the way, the course and the book are gone. What's your personal message, Mike Murphy, Unfiltered? What would you like to leave us with?
Move from your head, get in your heart, feel your way through life, see what's going on, and ask yourselves what you can do to make your life and become the best version of yourself and teach your children and your family, and then go out and find a place to just volunteer a few hours a month and get involved. And because if we all get involved, we're going to make a difference.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning volunteering and getting involved and giving back. We should actually do a show about that because you and I have a similar background. I'll tell you, one of the things I learned in order to step away from the depth and the breadth of addiction, alcoholism, drug, whatever you call it, is to be of service. Your life will change. That's what you are, Mike Murphy. You are not only of service, but you are the highest representation of service to change and create a better world. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break, everyone. And if you've missed any part of this, well, go on Thursday at noon, Transformation Talk Radio, Mike Murphy Unfiltered, 2 hours, unfiltered radio.